Good morning, Covenant family. On Sunday morning, we considered the story of Jacob deceitfully getting Isaac's blessing and, while on the run, receiving the blessing from God. Many of you likely noticed that our readings skipped over chunks of the narrative. This morning, I want to highlight something that Rebecca, Jacob's mother, said as she sought to get Jacob sent to her homeland to find a wife. Rebecca was central to Jacob's deceit and is the controlling figure in the story. But from our 21st century perspective, her trickery may not be the hardest thing to understand about her. Something is going on in her heart that we're going to explore in this Covenant Weekly for September 23rd. In this story, after Jacob tricks Isaac into giving Jacob his deep soul blessing, Esau is angry and Isaac is distraught. Esau is in fact so angry that the bitterness grows and he commits himself to killing Jacob after his father dies. Knowing this, Rebekah first sends Jacob away to save his life, but then she needs to convince Isaac to also send Jacob away. To do this, this is what she says in Genesis 27:46. Then Rebekah said to Isaac, "I'm disgusted with living because of these Hittite women. If Jacob takes a wife from among the women of this land, from Hittite women like these, my life will not be worth living." Do you hear the level of disdain Rebekah has for those she lives near? I can imagine her spitting after she says the words, "these Hittite women." It's like she views them as subhuman. Even though I know that much of Canada is not far removed from speaking and acting like this towards some people groups, my 2025 Canadian sensibilities are shocked by reading this in the Bible. Rebekah has been, by virtue of her marriage to Isaac, invited into God's rescue plan for the world. She's a recipient of a blessing in order to be a blessing to all nations. But she throws up a bit in her mouth at the very thought of the people who live closest to her. And if her favorite son were to marry one of, quote, them, she says her life wouldn't be worth living. As I think about Rebekah, where she is in God's story and where her heart is, I found it sobering to think about our own time and our own reality. She is squarely in the middle of God's story, but her heart is far from being aligned with God's heart. How often might this be true of us? In our Sunday sessions this past week, we talked about the biblical word sin. At its essence, sin means to miss the goal or fail. It isn't, by its nature, even a spiritual word. When we think about humanity's sin, we have to consider what our goal is. And the ultimate goal, according to the Bible, according to Jesus, is to love God and love people, each other, honoring both as we were meant to. With this understanding, sin is our failure to love God and each other properly. There's an Anglican confession prayed together as a part of their liturgy that captures this understanding of sin. It says, in part, "Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves." To acknowledge sin, failure to fully and properly love God and others, isn't to see ourselves as outside of God's reach. It's an invitation into humility, to an awareness of the greatness of God's grace and mercy, and to a repentance through which we can love more fully. Rebekah, as far as we know, never developed this humility and never came to a place of repentance. But by God's grace and faithfulness, she was still a part of his work in the world. Jacob does eventually get to a place of repentance and humility. We live in a world, in a context that is increasingly divided. It sometimes feels like we are being forced to define ourselves against them, left or right, conservative or liberal, Christian or non-Christian, woke or unwoke, caring or not caring, moral or immoral. And at times, it seems like the voices for division are loudest in the church. But for those of us who follow Jesus, the invitation is to see those we disagree with, even our enemies, as people created in God's image and recipients of our love. I thank God that divine faithfulness is still there when we fail. But may God give us an awareness of when we other people, like Rebecca did. And while we're already firmly in God's story, may we also find our hearts aligned with the heart of Jesus.